Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
it also goes together like Joe and Cindy.
Yes.
Oh, the Farinis here with us live for this week's My Marriage Matters segment. Thanks for joining us, you two.
Thank you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
All right. So, Cindy, you guys got a note from somebody about parenting styles, huh?
Yes. And it seems that they're colliding in the way that they are not agreeing with the parenting styles and expectations of what they should be doing with their kids. So the question that they asked was, we need to have a guide for the top 3 to 5 things that we shouldn't put up with in our kids as it relates to correcting and disciplining them. Huh. And they were like, help. So we are going to take the next 4 weeks, this one and then the following 3, and we're going to talk about the 4 things that we personally think are very important in not ignoring in your children, and maybe how to deal with them so that together as a couple, you won't have those disagreements.
And the first one, as I understand, it's lying, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. But if I could just piggyback on what Cindy just said, I think, you know, as couples, this is just a really important topic, practical topic, because I think we need to respond as couples to a situation rather than reacting to situations when our children behave improperly. I remember this one situation where I was in a parking lot and this father was just yelling at the top of his voice at his children. And his wife was in the car just as quiet as can be, but he is out of control yelling at this child. And I'm thinking, my goodness, if this is how you act in public, what must you do in private? And it was clear that the parents were not in agreement as to what was going on. So I think in general, these next 4 weeks, we'll be talking about just the importance of being together as a team. But the first question is, you know, dealing with lying. How do you put up with little lies or big lies? And how do you know if your child's lying? You know, as I think about this, I think one of the first markers I'm looking for is can this child look me straight in the eyes? And if not, I'm getting a little suspicious at this point. And yeah. Or if there's an inconsistency in their story, then I'm getting a little suspicious. And ideally, what you want to do is if you can get an eyewitness to the crime scene, maybe asking another child, that would be really appropriate to do if you can do that.
And see, I don't know if Janelle can connect to this as much as I can, but with 5 kids, they each are so different in how you can find their tell when it comes to lying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some of them are terrible liars, and some of them it's like, wow.
Yeah.
They got me. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, I suppose there isn't like a rule of thumb per se, but you're right. I mean, eye contact is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think maybe also, maybe depending on the child, they might just avoid you, or they might avoid the topic, or avoid talking about whatever the issue is, you know, just sort of being aloof, almost like, well, gosh, I don't really know, you know?
Yeah. I love Judge Judy. Judge Judy gets you on the details. I'm like, man. Uh-huh. She's like, if you ain't lying, you don't need a good memory. So, oh, I love that. That's it. I'm like, man, I need Judge Judy for my teenagers. Goodness gracious. Yeah.
Janelle, that's a good point. If you're not lying, then you don't have anything to cover up. If you just tell the truth, and this really stands for all of us, if you're just telling the truth, you never have to go back and change any of your story. It's mm-hmm. just, it is what it is because you told the truth.
But you know, I'm thinking of those situations too where a parent's listening, they got a bunch of kids. The lamp is broken. You line up all the kids.
Oh, nobody did it. Oh my goodness, that's crazy. I don't understand it. Or who made this mess? Who
nobody.
Left these chips? Nobody did it.
So then what? How do you figure
send
it out?
All 6 of them to bed till tomorrow.
Well, and that's what you almost have to do is that Solomon, like you're going to divide the baby in half or whatever. It's like, okay, well then everyone's going, no dinner.
Yeah.
Until you rat somebody out. I mean, how do you handle this to get them to, so you can catch them in the lie?
Well, first of all, and we all know this, as parents, we need to be paying attention, but we certainly can't catch everything, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But my prayer always was that I would catch them the first time that they lied or the first time that they were, you know, avoiding trying to tell the truth. So I suppose in a situation like that, which, you know, I don't know if the couple is asking this question specifically, but it's a good question. I think I would have a punishment for all of them because I feel like they need to understand that the truth needs to be told. And so I would, I mean, also, if you will, since we're saying crime, but if the punishment has to fit the crime or fit the offense.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to say like you're all grounded for a month, you're actually punishing yourself by doing that. So I would say, you know, you have to come up with something that is appropriate for what the offense is. Mm-hmm. And you have to make an impression on them of your seriousness to this issue of lying.
So, I mean, can you give us some ideas about the gradations of punishment? I mean, so are you saying if it's like a little lie, you can do a little punishment, and if it's a big lie, it's a big one? How do we approach this?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I think the sooner that you approach it and the more that you stick to your words, the more that they will understand there's not leeway here when there is something obvious. So explain to them, you know, what the rules are and they break the rules, then you have explained it. And so they have a punishment for the breaking of that rule. I'm always one who thinks that the first offense, you know, there should be some grace there because I think that's what our Christian life is all about. And we punish, but we punish with grace and we say, you know, you broke the lamp, and so you are going to help replace that lamp. That might be the right situation.
Sure.
Grounding them for a month, I don't think that would do any good because they broke the lamp. I think they need to go with you, pick out a new lamp, put some money toward it from their allowance, or work it off. Talk about what things would be helpful to work it off, and so you have to make it practical for them and for their age. If they're older, of course, they could probably help pay for it a lot easier. And if they're younger, they need to walk through that process. Otherwise, if they break things, they're going to think, oh, it just magically appeared that there's a new lamp. They have no idea what the process is for you to have to make up for their error, their sin, their mistake, their lie, whatever.
Right. Yeah. You know, that's collectively or individually, they need to begin to really understand that there are consequences for their wrong behavior. And admitting that they lied and then asking them for forgiveness, asking them to seek forgiveness, is really sets a precedent for the rest of their lives. And we as parents, we need to really, I think, begin to determine the child's comprehension level as to the crime here. In other words, was the child deliberate? Were they defiant against you? Or was it just a mistake? You know, if they are being deliberate and if they're being defiant, then they know what they were doing. And at that point, we need to dish out, so to speak, the appropriate behavior, discipline at that point. But of course, you never want to hurt the child physically or emotionally at this point. But they need to understand that they broke their trust. They broke trust with you by their behavior, whether it was a lie or breaking the lamp or whatever. And that makes you as a parent very, very sad. And so you need to give them disciplinary action, but whatever you deem is best or appropriate, as Cindy said, then they need to be assured that you still love them as a parent, as parents. And that's where a good hug or just assurance of knowing that, you know, the kind words of I love you still is so important.
It is 7:24 on Moody Radio, where Brian and Janelle, our guests, are Joe and Cindy Farini. We're just about out of time, so any final thoughts for us, Cindy?
Well, I just think it's important as a couple that this is discussed between you so that you both understand, as we started off there at the beginning, what is the gradation of discipline? And, you know, will we use a time out for a few minutes? Our son-in-law likes to call that, you know, thinking time, because we need to think about it and recognize what we did, comprehend what we did that was wrong. And so the couple has to come into agreement. And again, we can't use severity. Certainly there's going to be severity, you know, for bigger things like, you know, if you have a car accident and you told your parents, no, I didn't have a car accident, they're going to have to pay for that. They're going to have to take care of that. The child will have to help them. If you don't do that, I don't think you're teaching them anything. I think at that point, you're just like, well, I'll take care of it. And then that's what they expect for the rest of their lives, you know?
Yeah, right, right. Well, so you have to use this as a teachable moment. It's the only word I would add to that, Brian.
Absolutely.
Right.
But hey, okay. We got to run. So how can folks get connected to you if they want to find out more?
Well, we would love to have them come to the Facebook page, My Marriage Matters. Click like, and we'll have things there for them each day, Monday through Friday. I will also be posting something about Family Life's Art of Parenting, which is an online course that they can do, or a small group series. Everything's just online. So I'll put that up on My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And additionally, if they have questions, though we have four questions coming up for this next month, but if they have questions, we'd love to put them in line, and that would be through our website, joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
Thanks, you too. As always, we're grateful for your insights and expertise.
Thank you, and welcome back.
Thank you. Have a good day.